someone wait for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield. The Bing Crosby Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Miss Kathy Crosby and Mr. Bob Crosby. And now here's Kathy Crosby's uncle and Bob Crosby's brother, Bing Krosnick.
Of the upper Slobovia, yeah. Krosnick. Gosh, Ken, we got everybody on the show but Everett tonight, haven't we? Hmm?
You know, I've often wondered, Bing, why hasn't Everett been a guest on the show?
Please, Ken, this program goes through Pasadena.
Hey, wait a minute. That's one of Bob Hope's jokes, isn't it?
Well, it laid there like one of his.
By the way, I heard you on Bob's program last night.
Oh, could you hear me?
Yes. You came over pretty well.
That was amazing.
You did sound a little distant, though.
Well, I always have trouble elbowing up to the mic on that show.
Thing, you ought to use a little force. Fight your way right up to the mic.
No, not me. I don't want to get too close to that boy. He picks pockets.
How do you know?
Well, because during one broadcast, I nabbed his wallet, and when I got out in the hall, it was mine.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Bing. Bob may have his little eccentricities, but he certainly is a funny fella.
Yeah, he's a regular Milton Burrow. He's a Henny Youngman.
Yes, he is. And the way you two josh back and forth, it's just wonderful. He makes a crack about your shirt, and then you say something about his stomach. Golly, that's entertaining.
It is?
Why, sure, you fellas are a riot. Gosh, every time you two get together, I laugh so much my sides ache.
Well, congratulations, Ken. We've been known to give folks a pain elsewhere. But enough of this chit-chat, Carp. I note that the Rhythm Airs are assembling, and our opening selection is going to be Dear Heart and Gently Peeply.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down. They read the good book from Friday to Monday. That's how the weekend goes. I've got a dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling rows. I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love the dear hearts and gentle people who live and love in my hometown. There's a place I'd like to go, and it's back in Idaho, where your friendly neighbors smile and say hello. It's a pleasure and a treat to meander down the street. That's why I want the whole wide world to know.
I love the dear,
I love the dear hearts. I love the gentle people
who live in my hometown.
Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down. They read the good book from Friday till Monday. That's how the weekend goes.
Got a dream
house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling rows. I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love the dear hearts and gentle people who live in love in my hometown.
Home, sweet home.
Home, sweet home.
very nice, Bingham Group.
Thank you, Ken. Now, would you care to explain to the gentle people just why Chesterfield is the best cigarette for them to smoke?
It's the ABCs that make a Chesterfield smoker a satisfied smoker. Because Chesterfields are A, always milder. Milder than other cigarettes. B, better tasting. Taste better than other cigarettes. And C, cooler smoking. Smoke cooler than other cigarettes.
Yep, after you smoke a Chesterfield or two, you'll certainly notice that they taste better while you're smoking them. And they leave a clean, fresh taste when you're through. You can smoke as many of them as you like and still get all the pleasure that you could ask for.
So, folks, take our tip and always buy Chesterfields. And remember, when someone you know has a birthday coming up, give them Chesterfields in that swell new birthday gift carton.
Chesterfields satisfy women and men. Chesterfields over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfields ABC.
You remember old Abe Lyman, the band leader? Well, he's turned movie producer lately. He's got a picture coming out called Singing Guns. One of the tunes in this picture is Mule Train. If Perry Bodkin, conductor of Perry Bodkin's string band, will start agitating the assembly of strings he's got here, I'll drive that old mule train coast to coast, come mud or high water. Mule Train! Okay, take a hold there, boy. Mule train, flippity-clopping through the wind and rain. Seems as how they never stop. Flippity-clop, flippity-clop, flippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. Mule train. Oh, you lop-haired loafer. Ha, boy, ha! Clippity clopping along the mountain chain. Soon they're gonna reach the top. Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clopping along. There's a plug of char tobacco for a miner in Corona, a guitar for a westerner way out in Arizona, a dress of calico for a gal in Kokomo. Get along, you. Get along. Mule train. Oh, you bobtail rascal. Hold on. Mule train. Clippity-clopping through the wind and the rain. They'll keep going till they drop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity-clippity-clippity-clippity-clopping along. There's some needles and some thread for the local general store. A present from Sears Roebuck that a bride is waiting for. Some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hills. Get along, you. Get along. Mule train, liberty-clopping through the wind and the rain. They'll keep going till they drop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. Mule train. Ladies and gentlemen, I now address myself to a chore which affords me considerable pleasure. That of introducing a young man who is well known in the music world, both as a band leader and as a vocalist. He's got his own radio program for pet milk. He's got some fine records out. It's with great affection that I now introduce my own flesh and blood, Brother Bob. Hi, Blood. Hi, Flesh. Here now. Oh, that this too solid flesh would melt. What prompted your little visit here on the Chesterfield show tonight, Rob?
Well, Bing, you know how Mother likes to see us boys get together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I figured if I dropped in, it'd do her good.
Possibly, but you could have dropped in at the house instead of here on my radio program.
Well, this way it'll do me good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Bing, it was nice of you to send me that ticket so I could come out here from New York.
Oh, I'll bet June and the kids were glad to see you when you arrived.
I'll say they nearly tore down the bus station.
Sounds like a real homecoming.
Say, how are your kids, Bing?
Well, they're progressing physically. No appreciable mental development, however. Just four normal, average, American, healthy savages. But we love them.
Bing, how can you call those kids savages? Why, young Lindsay visited our house last summer. Gee, you never saw such a sweet and lovable little gentleman.
Our Lindsay?
Your Lindsay.
This is a fidge.
Gee, you know what a tender heart that kid has?
Let me see.
He took a hike out in the woods, and he saw a weasel creeping up on a bird's nest with a little baby robin in it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you know that Lindsay brought it home in his arms and took it to bed with him every night?
The little robin.
The little weasel.
That's my boy. Oh, well, really, though, Bob, your own kids are a little small, a little young to give you any big headaches.
Well, that's right. Steve's just a baby, and little Bobby Jr. is only 5, Chris is 7, and then there's their big sister, Kathy. She's a girl.
Oh, don't be smug. Gotta hand it to you, though, Bob. Did you bring Kathy down with you tonight?
Oh, yes, yeah, she's right here.
Well, come on out here, Kathy. Come on.
Hurry up, honey.
Come on over here and say hello.
Uncle Bing.
Kathy, it's been about a year since you last visited us, huh? You get to be quite a young lady.
Thanks.
How old are you now, Kathy?
Uncle Bing, that's something a gentleman never asks a lady.
Sorry.
But since you're my favorite singer, I'll tell you.
Hey, now, wait a minute here. I thought I was your favorite singer, honey.
That was before Uncle Bing did mule train.
You like that record, huh, Kathy?
Now, how old are you, really?
10 and a half.
10 and a half, hmm?
My boyfriend thinks I'm 11.
Boyfriend? How old is he?
9.
Kathy, why did you tell your boyfriend you were 11?
I think he likes older women.
Say, he sounds like a real sophisticate.
He's gray at the temples.
Gray at the temples?
He cleans the erasers after school.
Chalked up, yes.
Say, Kathy, you remember the last time you were on the radio with us, you sang a little song. You got something prepared for tonight?
I think I could sing Dreamer's Holiday if you and Daddy will help me.
Oh, you'd have to beat us off with a stick, kid. John Scott, will you assist Miss Catherine Crosby and company in the Dreamer's Holiday?
Climb aboard a butterfly and take off on the breeze. Let your worries flutter by and do the things you please. In a land where dollar bills are falling off the trees, on a dreamer's holiday. Every day for breakfast there's a dish of scrambled stars. And for luncheon you'll be munching rainbow candy bars. You'll be living alimony on Jupiter and Mars on a dreamer's holiday.
Why don't you make it a long vacation?
Not too close now, just a little light.
Time there is plenty of.
And you need no reservation.
Don't be nervous, Pop.
Just bring along the one you love.
Help yourself to happiness and sprinkle it with mirth.
Close your eyes and concentrate. mean for all your worth.
You will feel terrific when you get back down to earth
from a dreamer's holiday.
From a dreamer's holiday.
You will feel terrific when you get back down to earth
from a dreamer's holiday.
Kathy. Wonderful. Very. Say, Kathy's really got it, Bob.
Yeah, it was a long haul, but she made it.
I like that little touch of gravel she's got in her voice. Very commercial stuff. Say, you ought to be mighty proud of Kathy.
Thanks, Bing.
The way she's following in her Uncle Bing's footsteps.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I've got footsteps, too.
I'm only ribbing. Just kidding, Bob. Don't be so touchy.
I have my own career.
Sure you have.
And I have my own radio program.
Of course.
And it's just as good as this one.
It's better.
You're kidding.
No. You know how many listeners you have on the Pet Milk Show?
How many?
Well, practically every pet in the country.
What about people?
Who wants people? Stick with pets. Dogs and cats are faithful. You don't see them switching to television.
Just you never mind that talk, so
I'm
boy.
Not,
you don't have to be big with me, Bing. I know you're the guy, and I'm just... Well, I'm just a little old pilot fish riding on the back of a tiger shark.
Tiger shark? I've never bit anybody in my whole life.
And I might as well get this right off my chest. I'm tired of going through life playing second fiddle, basking in the reflected glory of another. How long endure can I this deep humiliation? I'm tired of being Bing Crosby's brother.
You sound more like Betty Davis' sister.
Well, let's face it, Bing. You made the Crosby name famous, and then I came along. Well, I've got too much pride and self-respect to go on like this, and I've decided to do something about it.
What?
I want you to change your name.
Me?
Well, it's the least you could do for a brother.
Bob, you're acting so silly. Why, you've always made good on your own.
Yeah, but it's still pretty frustrating. No matter how hard I try to climb the ladder of success, there you are. You're always one rung ahead of me.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, I don't like the view.
You're just being overly sensitive, that's all. Now, listen, Bob, you've got to get over this complex. I've watched you work for years, and believe me, you'd have made good as a singer with any kind of a name.
Like what?
Well, Bob Jolson or Bob Como, Bob Godfrey. Bob Pinza.
Doesn't matter, any of those names. You can't hide talent. Well, you're just trying to cheer me up.
No, I'm not. Besides, if this is your problem, why should I be the one to change my name?
Well, you've had it 15 years longer than I have.
Wait, just a minute. When you're a close perusal of our birth certificate, we'll show you that I'm precisely 8 years your senior.
What?
Why so shocked?
You mean I've only got 8 more years before I start looking like that?
You can make it in 3, you know. Well, listen. Yeah, the whole thing's ridiculous, Bob, really is. It's this whole beat.
No, it's pretty embarrassing. Like the other night at the Macombo.
Yeah.
500 people in that place, and they introduced me, ladies and gentlemen, Bing Crosby's brother, Bob.
So?
Well, for 5 minutes, I had to stand there like a schnook while they applauded you.
That's show business. Don't you think I've ever been introduced as Bob Crosby's brother, Bing?
When?
Last week in the market, I met your wife, June, and... I met your wife, June, last week in the farmer's market, and she introduced me to your plumber.
Well, that's a lot different.
He applauded.
For me?
Nat. The minute he heard your name, he started beating on the counter with his plunger. Definitely.
organization. Well, I wish you'd stop kidding me and help me. A change in your name might give you a whole new lease on life, a whole new career.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, now, that is an interesting prospect. If it'll help straighten you out, maybe it is worth a try. Bob, I tell you, I'm willing to grant your request.
You are?
Yes. To make you happy, I'll change my name. But what am I... What to? What do I call myself?
Well, look, Bing, I don't come to you with my problems. Now, why do you bother me with yours?
Part of this whole thing. Least thing you can do is help me pick a name now, Jack. Come on.
Well, all right. Say, Ken. Yeah. Ken, will you bring us a phone book?
Gee, I hope I can get a name that has a nice ring to it. Something that'll go good with Bing, huh?
How about Bong?
Bing Bong?
Well, it has ring to it.
Ken, just hand us the phone book. Okay, we'll work this out.
Yeah, this phone book, Bob, I don't want to settle for a name that somebody else has.
Well, then let's pick a couple of names here and then combine them.
I think that'd be best, yeah.
Look, we can take the first part of this one, Joe Libschnacker.
Joe Libschnacker.
And the last part of this one, Mamie Lockenschlump.
Bob, it's all the same to you. I don't care to be the last part of Mamie Lockenschlump.
I won't go for that. All right, if you're going to be difficult, we'll reverse it.
What name?
We'll take the first part of Mamie's name and the last part of Joe Libschnacker's.
Now, what does that make me?
Ken, I want you to shake hands with Bing Lockenschnacker.
How do you do, Mr. Lockenschnacker?
Wait a minute.
We're all a little Lockenschnacker.
Don't be so jolly. If you and Bob will just excuse me for a few seconds, I'd like to sing a chorus or so of You're in Love with Someone.
I'll stand by.
Now, wait, Bing, I'll introduce you.
Introduce me? What's
this? Ladies and gentlemen, here is You're in Love with Someone, which will be sung by America's newest singer, Bing Lockenschnacker.
Oh, I hope Mamie and Joe are listening.
Anyone would know, takes up all your dreaming, and it makes you sort of glow. I guess you think your laughter covers up your sighs, but you've got a love look in your lovely eyes. Oh, you're in love with someone. Anyone I know, I'd like to have his chances. The lucky so-and-so, forever and forever, he'll be loving you. Naturally, if you're in love with someone,
much, Mr. Lockenschnacker.
Yes, sir, Lockie, you really snocked him for a loop. You think so?
Yeah. Tell me, Mr. Lockenschnacker, what is your favorite cigarette?
Well, I smoke Chesterfield because of the A's and the B's and the C's.
Say, Ken.
Yeah, Bob?
I've been wondering about this whole Chesterfield radio setup.
What do you mean?
Well, Arthur Godfrey has a program for Chesterfield, and Perry Como has a program for Chesterfield, and Bing Crosby has a program for Chesterfield.
Say, Bing Crosberger, whatever became of him?
Please. Please, Mr. Lockenstalker, this program goes through Milwaukee.
I'm leaving.
What were you getting at?
Well, Chesterfield's three radio programs confuse me. I can understand why they have Perry Como on. He sells the ladies.
Yeah.
And Arthur Godfrey sells the men.
Mm-hmm.
What does Bing Crosby do?
Well, I'll explain it to you, Bob. Bing has a very special job with Chesterfield. His job is to reach the people who borrow cigarettes. You see, Bing sees to it that folks won't mooch a cigarette unless it's a Chesterfield.
He must be the vice president in charge of the mooching.
Yeah. You see, Bob, Chesterfields reach everybody.
And everybody reaches for Chesterfield.
Well, that's it. Chesterfield's right combination of the world's best tobaccos and the purest of paper make Chesterfield's the best cigarette for you to smoke.
Say, Bob, long as you're here tonight, we ought to do an old-fashioned duet. You know, something like Whispering Hope.
Say, we need a girl for that. Remember, like Sister Catherine used to sing soprano?
Well, she's up in Watsonville now, but we got Lulie Jean Norman here at the Rhythm Airs.
Gee, we haven't sung this since we were kids, and Dad accompanied us on the mandolin, remember?
Well, you kids start it, and I'll study my part.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing our lesson on her. With a gentle persuasion, whisper her comforting words. Wait till the darkness is over. Wait till the tempest is gone.
Pleasure to have you and Kathy with us tonight.
Well, nice of you to invite us.
And I hope you'll be tuned in next week when our guests will be Peggy Lee and Frank Faye.
Gee, Frank was wonderful on your show a few weeks ago.
Francois was fairly riotous, I thought. In fact, Bob, we received so many letters from Faye fans that we're having him back by popular acclaim.
Letters, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get a return engagement on this show, huh?
Well, yes.
Come on, Daddy. Let's go.
Well, what's your rush, Kathy?
We've got a lot of letters to write.
I see what you mean. You'll be hearing from us, Bing.
I fancy I will. Good night, Bob and Kathy.
Good night, Bing.
Good night, Uncle Bing. And say hello to the boys.
I sure will, Kathy. See you soon. Folks, don't forget the kids this week. Help observe National Kids Day, November 19th. Good night, folks, and thanks. I hope to see you next week for Chesterfield, the best cigarette for you to smoke.
Bing Crosby Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear the Chesterfield Show with Bing's guests, Frank Fay and Peggy Lee. Stay tuned for the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show, which follows immediately.